You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder's Story. Today we have Daniela Sokolowski. And Daniela, you are the founder and CEO of Decore Diamonds, which I love the name. I really love the name. So I want to first start off with understanding about what was the spark in entrepreneurship for you and why did you go into the diamonds? But can you explain also the name? Because it's a beautiful Italian sounding name and I really want to understand what does it mean?
Yes, it is Italian. Actually, it means from the cart. And it's interesting how I got into this. I've been working in this industry for quite a long time. I moved to the US in 2009. And that was pretty much my first serious job. I started to work for a diamond dealer. Then I moved on to work for De Beers. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but De Beers is pretty big diamond mining company. And over the years, I discovered the passion for making jewelry and designing pieces. Decore, I didn't really plan on opening Decore in the beginning. I mean, it wasn't like a plan, okay, 5 years from now, I'm going to open Decore. It wasn't anything like that. I was working as a chief operating officer for another jeweler here in Manhattan. I'm actually based in Manhattan. And things didn't work out at my job, so I just decided to go on my own because, like I said, I love jewelry. I love making jewelry. And I had a very good feedback from my customers over the years. And I opened Decore in January 2024. So it's a little over a year now. And the reason for the name is it actually reflects how I look at jewelry. I know it's a very emotional process, you know, getting engaged, buying something for, you know, for your wife on, you know, on your anniversary or even the other way around for your husband as well. And it's a business that is very emotionally charged. And this is how I look at it, from the heart. So this is how I came up with with the name.
I love that, from the heart. So in my short experiences of buying diamonds, I can relate to this, the emotional attachment just in the buying process, but then in the piece or product that you have that could last, you know, a lifetime. And are you seeing a big increase in people that want something that's more custom or bespoke versus the cookie cutter stuff that you might see, you know, at the mall?
Yes, but it depends. I mean, there's people who just want to have something special, something different. In fact, a lot of customers do say that they want something different, but at the end, they settle for buying something from the mall. However, it just so happened that I get referrals from a lot of people, and then I make that process very easy, and I explain to them that, no, it's not more expensive. No, it's not going to be something you won't like. In fact, you're very much involved. You're 100% involved in the process. First of all, there's no pressure like at the mall. Nobody pulls a tray in front of you, shows you 10 pieces and okay, choose. No, we sit. In the beginning, I don't have anything, not one piece, nothing. We just sit. We get to know each other. I ask you, so what are you, what? First of all, I want to know what the occasion is, right? Because it's very important. And then I start asking questions about the partner. And I start asking, sometimes they come with a friend or, you know, and I gather information and we come up with some ideas. Sometimes they also already know what they want. And they say, I want something that nobody has. And I said, okay, listen, we cannot reinvent the wheel. We have to understand what's the shape, what she likes. Does she want a big stone? Does she have a metal preference? And we do a process of education. Mainly, the main difference between bespoke and regular jewelry is that there's a lot of education involved. When you sit with me, I spend about an hour and a half with you, even two, if necessary. Nobody pays anything. Nobody has any kind of obligation to pay anything, and they get educated. And they understand, first of all, they understand, okay, so what would I like to get my significant other? What does she like? If she is also involved, I mean, the couple, the you know, if the partner is also involved, it's always easier. But I also like this, you know, the surprise element. So I help my customers feel at ease, not only by, you know, not throwing money out the window, but by knowing that the piece we deliver, the partner or whoever receives that will love it. And that's the main difference between sitting at the mall. And I'm not going to get into like, of course, it's better quality because that might be a little subjective, but it is. But when you know what you want, when you know that, you know, that's the metal you prefer. I talk about metals, for instance. What's the difference between 14K and 18K? Why should you choose platinum? A lot of people come and say, oh, I'm going to choose platinum because platinum is more expensive. And I tell them, actually, it's not like that. So that's the main difference is that I sit and I educate them. And they learn about lab-grown diamonds, natural diamonds, metals, materials. And then we design together. Based on their ideas, and they seem to love that.
I think it's a great learning experience. I went the route of more the custom bespoke, what you're you know referring to, what you guys offer, and I really learned a lot. And I spent many days learning and to understand. And I find it very interesting. So people that are out there that are looking to purchase diamonds, is there two or three tips or things that they should know before they even start the process?
Well, you know, I prefer clients that don't know anything. No, I mean, not that they don't know anything, because when you think you know something, there's a lot of misinformation about the internet. Everybody can write everything, and you know that. So tips, of course, you also have to check, you know, if the person is legit, right? The people check about me. Like they you Google my name, there's a lot of information. There's, you know, reviews. There's some written material about me. So you want to feel like that you're working with somebody who's legit, somebody who knows. At the same time, it's also a matter of common sense. If I buy something myself, I check reviews. I look up online. I go see in person. I invite my clients. A lot of my work is done remotely, but I invite my clients, if they're local, to come in, see the stone. Not only rely on the videos. Of course, I give them videos and very high-end, you know, realistic renderings and all that. But I invite them. I said, come and sit with me in my studio. See that I'm, you know, I'm the real deal. Ask me questions. But to tell you tips, I don't know. I mean, I cannot say, okay, buying at the mall is not the good route to go. It all depends on what's easier for you. If it's easier for you to just go and pick one of the five pieces that they show you, yeah, absolutely, go to the mall. If it's easier for you to be like, you know, more educated, like yourself, you said you learned a lot and you like the learning process and you feel like, okay, my God, I learned so much about it. Now I feel ready to purchase. I think going with somebody like me is very important. It's easier. And it actually delivers a result that is better than just picking something under pressure in a mall, because you are kind of under pressure, especially if you're pressured by time. I don't know. I find bespoke jewelry very interesting and very special. I did my own ring like that. Well, I did my own ring because obviously I'm a jeweler. But I feel like, you know, knowing about what you're purchasing and you know, designing together with your designer, came across a picture or you have something already that you inherited from your grandma, but you want to turn it into something else, you know, it's working with me is the route to go. But again, to give tips, it's very, very personal.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you for that. I think that lays a lot of the groundwork for people to understand where to get started and how to get started. So as somebody who's been a 6-year cancer survivor. I know you immigrated from Romania, which we were just talking about, because a lot of my family comes from Romania, and I'm very interested to visit one day. What has continued to keep you motivated?
Well, you know, when you face a diagnosis like that, you know, it puts your entire life into perspective. And one thing I learned about myself is that I'm stronger than I thought I was, obviously. And this was one of the reasons that why I did open the quarry, to be honest, was like, I want to do what I love. I just want to do this jewelry, this passion. I want to cultivate it on my own. I don't want to work for anybody else. And I know that I can deliver an experience that people will love. I also look to uplift women that have been in my situation and are undergoing treatment. And I work with a nonprofit organization to help women that are going through cancer, because there's a lot of stigma around this disease, unfortunately. A lot of people, you know, when they found out, even my own friends, when they found out I was sick, you know, their reactions were very mixed. So people think that once you're, you know, you're diagnosed with something, not everybody, obviously, some people don't think that, but your life is over. And I want to be a story of, you know, inspiring other women. I want to show women that you can still do what you love. You can still do what you're passionate about it. And then this diagnosis should not deter you. And it did not deter me. So how do I find my motivation? Of course, every now and then, I may also feel a little like, oh, wow, there's always that question looming. What if I get sick again? But you can't think like that. You gotta live life, and you gotta see all the positives in life. And I love what I do. And I love what I do. And it's so interesting that people, my customers, a lot of them relate to my story. And a lot of them tell me, you know, my mother had cancer, or, you know, my aunt. And then we, you know, they relate to my story, and we talk a little, and then we find common grounds, and they get so comfortable. You know, they all of a sudden, it's not like they trust me more, but they look at me as, you know what, this person is a strong person. She loves what she does. She wants to succeed. And in a way, it helps my business as well. So yeah, I'm staying motivated because I don't think you have any other choice. You know, you don't have a.
You realized you needed to hire someone yesterday. How do you find quality candidates fast? Use Indeed, because when it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Sponsored jobs stand out and bring you 45% more applicants, according to Indeed data. One thing I love about Indeed is how it frees up my time. No subscriptions or contracts, only pay for results. In the last minute, 23 hires were made on Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/foundersstory. Just go to Indeed.com/foundersstory right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/foundersstory. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, running a digital agency, Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by keeping your site online secure and performing at its best. They even have a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies the site management with tools for cache control, debugging, redirects, and CDN setup. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, you won't experience any downtime when switching to Kinsta. Plus, their 24/7, 365 human-only support is available in multiple languages to help with any inquiries, no matter how complex. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
No, thank you for that. And thank you for being vulnerable and sharing. So I am curious about the challenges in the industry. I've seen a lot of documentaries recently about lab-grown diamonds, and I don't fully understand everything, but there's been a lot of talks, at least from what I've seen so far, around this specific thing and then other things that are happening within the diamond industry. Can you speak to what some of the challenges are?
Well, first of all, the market is very volatile. So indeed, there is, I'm not sure how many years this, I mean, the lab-grown diamonds have been around for a while, but in the past 5 to 6 years, and especially in the last 2-3 years, they kind of took over. I'm not saying that everybody opts for, everybody wants a lab-grown diamond. No, it's very generational, I would say. The younger generation thinks that, you know, they're more sustainable and there's no controversy around the lab-grown diamonds. And the main challenge for me as a jeweler is that, you know, the supply doesn't meet the demand. So there's too much supply and less demand, which obviously impacts, because we all know a little bit of economies, all right? Impacts, you know, prices, margins. The margins are very low. And it's also, it's not that, lab-grown diamonds are diamonds. They're real diamonds. So let's start by that. But it all depends on what matters to the customer. Some people, you know, value that story, value the fact that the diamond was in the ground, you know, for 30,000 years and somebody, you know, mined it and brought it to the surface and polished it, blah, blah, blah. And somebody says, oh, you know what? I don't want to spend a lot of money on something that I could get for like 5 times less. It all depends. I mean, I cannot give you real numbers because it all depends on the piece and everything. But that's one of the challenges. There's a lot of merchandise, so to speak. You know, like what was very rare is no longer rare. And obviously, it affects us as jewelers too, because you have to reinvent yourself. And how many times can you reinvent yourself? At the end of the day, making jewelry is making jewelry. And even what I can do is just, provide the best customer experience that I can, make the nicest, you know, designs, and explain to customers when they ask me about the differences or what's the difference in between the, you know, the lab-grown diamonds and natural diamonds, because there is a difference. It's how they came about, right? Nobody went in the ground for the lab-grown diamonds. They just put them in this, you know, machine under a lot of pressure and a lot of, you know, high temperature, and there's a lot of energy involved. And it's completely different. It's completely different story, basically. There's no romanticizing as, you know, the natural diamonds.
Thank you for sharing that, because I was really curious about how this is changing the industry and how this looks. So, Danielle, if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, maybe they want to visit you, how can they do so?
Well, I'm located, I have a jewelry studio in 1460 Broadway in Manhattan, in New York. And I have a website, Dicuore Diamonds, D-I-C-U-O-R-E Diamonds. It's going to be hard for people.com. And of course, I have my social handles are also Dicuore Diamonds.
Well, Danielle, this has been great. Thank you for educating me. Thank you for educating the audience on what you're doing, the motivation, inspiration behind the organization that you founded here. I can't wait to follow up in a year, two, few years, and see where you are at that time, because I can tell just how inspired and motivated you are. So thank you for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thank you for having me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.